On a day in late September 1975, two men sat in the cockpit of a plane about to take off from BWI on a trip which would eventually lead them to Nairobi in West Africa via New York, Rome, and Paris, and back to Baltimore and to radio station WFBR, then on 20th Street at Charles. In their baggage compartment were 10 cases of National Bohemian beer. Beside the pilot, the only passenger was a man named Johnny Walker, quite possibly the looniest disc jockey ever born, and on this day about to embark on the looniest mission ever attempted. It was to have a hex put on the Boston Red Sox, who were at the time giving the Orioles a very hard chase for a playoff spot and a chance at the World Series. So Walker talked John Cashin, then an executive with National Beer, into sending him, Johnny Walker, to find a witch doctor and ply him with beer and whatever else it took to get a hex put on the Red Sox and so ensure their loss to the Orioles. Crazy? Wait, this gets crazier. Walker, now traveling with the sports editor of the East African Standard, one named Hezekiah Wepukhubu, deplanes in Nairobi, and after making inquiries about where to find a witch doctor, found one in the hut of a Dr. Agunga in a village outside of Nairobi. Walker recalled, quote, "We explained our mission. He seemed skeptical until we presented him with a couple of cases of National Beer, and then he suddenly became quite cooperative," end quote. The witch doctor said the mission here was quite simple. He then took a baseball marked as belonging to the Red Sox and rubbed it with earth and root and a monkey's paw, and then asked Walker for $800 for services rendered. They settled on $300, and that was that. There were three losers in this caper: Johnny Walker, National Beer, and the Orioles, who never did beat the Red Sox, and one winner, witch doctor Agunga, who wound up ahead by a couple of cases of National Beer and $300. For Agunga, it was just another day at the office.